Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where right now you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or check this out, you can enjoy 60 months with no interest for a limited time. They have fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
You doing good this morning?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I had a mosquito that was like destroying me on my way in, though.
Really?
You see these marks on my arm?
It looks Actually, like, I can see them, and the room is dark.
Exactly. These little red marks? It's because I had like two or three mosquitoes in my truck with me.
Oh.
And my commute's a little bit longer. It's right around 20 to 30 minutes, right?
Right.
And so I'm driving, and the entire time a mosquito is just like having the biggest feast of its life. And I can't do anything because I'm driving. Is there anything worse than a mosquito eating you alive while you're driving?
Did you try the window down trick?
You know, I try that, but it doesn't work.
No.
And I don't like driving down with the window down either. It's too early for all that.
So here's who I feel sorry for. I feel sorry for the mosquitoes who have now been taken from their home and brought to Jonesboro.
You feel bad for the mosquito?
They're used to living in Wiener, and now they're brought here. They're going to be so confused. They're not going to know where Mama Mosquito is or Papa Mosquito.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. Why does anyone like mosquitoes?
You're so selfish.
I've never heard anyone in my life actually take up for a mosquito.
You need to stop being so selfish and think about those poor mosquitoes.
Whatever.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so today is Monday, July the 30th of 2018, and it's with a heavy heart and great sadness that we'll pass along the word that former WWE superstar and Memphis wrestling mainstay Brian Christopher Lawler passed away in a Memphis hospital yesterday. Brian was surrounded by his family at the time of his passing. Brian Christopher Lawler was 46 years old.
And three people have been killed and seven others injured following a shooting in New Orleans about 3 miles from the French Quarter.
And thousands of firefighters continue to battle the unruly wildfires that have already killed six people in Northern California.
And it is also, keep this in mind, National Father-in-Law Day.
Celebrate father-in-laws today. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
MoviePass ran out of money on Thursday. And it caused a big problem because MoviePass is the deal where you can buy this deal and go see all these new movies when they come out. And I know a bunch of people who have them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love the MoviePass. I get to go see whatever movies I want. We even have family who goes and does the MoviePass. But I guess on Thursday, if you had MoviePass, you couldn't go to the movies because MoviePass ran out of money.
I felt like this was going to happen ever since this deal really became big in like January or February of this year when everyone was getting it.
Yep.
$9.95 a month to go see unlimited movies. Think about that. It's not feasible.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Logically, it doesn't make any sense. So MoviePass has to pay the movie theaters for the people who go and watch the movies.
Exactly.
So it ends up they're $5 million bucks in debt and they owe all these theaters $5 million. So the only thing they could do at that point was to shut them down temporarily until they could get that loan.
That is so crazy, isn't it?
So what's it going to be with the future of MoviePass? I think that's the big question.
Well, I did see over the past couple of weeks, a lot of people were upset because they started introducing these new charges, anywhere from $2 to $6 for these big high-profile movies, even if the theater was empty. So let's say you go see Mission Impossible, right, the newest movie, and it's at noon. And then all of a sudden you notice on your bill for MoviePass, oh, a $6 charge for a high-profile movie or
Shut
whatever.
Up.
Yeah, so a lot of people are getting fired up over that, but I guess that's the only way they can counteract from losing all this money, because if you go see two movies on MoviePass, you're already making them pay probably $10 for that one solo ticket. So it's costing them, it could cost somebody $50 or them $50 just for one person a month. Think
so
about that.
MoviePass is $9.99.
Yeah.
Right?
Or can it get even cheaper for like $8? You can go see three movies.
Are
a
you
month.
Serious?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's a crazy concept, and we're all wondering exactly how it's going to affect it in the future. But on Thursday, if you tried to go to the movies and you couldn't make it in, it's because MoviePass was shut down temporarily. What they were saying was they had a temporary outage. The outage was they were out of money.
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
Well, we got you gossip on Tom Cruise, who set a record over the weekend because Mission Impossible Fallout came out, which was easily number one at the box office, raking in $61.5 million and also sitting at 98%. Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah, that's a big score.
Yeah.
But it's his that's the franchise best opening, and it's also his second best opening of all time. Can you guess the number one opening of all time for Tom Cruise?
Risky Business.
No. And it's not.
Let me guess again. Top Gun.
No.
Cocktail.
Nope. None of those stuff. War of the Worlds. I never would have guessed that.
I don't even know what that is.
It's not a very good movie. It came out like 06, something like that. But it's about this alien that comes to Earth, and it's over the big book from a long time ago and all this kind of stuff. That made $64.9 million in its first weekend.
Wow.
But Tom Cruise out there, 61.5 for Mission Impossible Fallout.
Got your gossip on Cardi B and her boyfriend, Offset, the baby daddy. So she posts on her Instagram account over the weekend that she and Offset have gone out and bought two Lamborghinis. Mm. They're matching Lambos with those doors that fly up. So Offset has a lime green one, while Cardi B has a kind of light turquoise blue one. I looked up the price, about $210,000 a piece for these vehicles. Oh, and by the way, Cardi B doesn't have a driver's license.
What the heck, man? Why do you need a big car like that?
But she has a $210,000 Lambo.
Jeez. Well, we got your gossip on Kim Kardashian West, who looks to have a new haircut. Have you seen it yet?
I have.
It's a nice little bob. I'm kind of digging it. But Kim can make anything look good. Let's be real.
Yeah, it looks very trendy and cool on her.
Yeah.
So I like it.
And I've seen Kendall and I've seen Kylie kind of do the same thing in the past before, so maybe she's trying to match them. I mean, Kylie's nearly a billionaire.
Come on.
Wouldn't be a bad idea to follow in her footsteps.
Yeah. Go Kim Kardashian, though.
Yeah, she looks awesome.
Here's what Kelly would say. Can I predict what she would say if she were in here this morning?
What's that?
I mean, that's how short her hair always has been. She's just had extensions.
Whatever. I don't believe that at all.
That's what she would say. I mean, I could cut off my hair, too. Such a big story. And of course, that's what Kelly gets when she's not here.
That's it.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, I might say this is probably the dumbest identity theft case that I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Yeah, so there's a 51-year-old dude named Kevin from Illinois. And last December, he was making a trip to Wisconsin. But he is a big fan of the University of Arizona Wildcats and their basketball team.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure he could watch their games while he was on his trip. So they stopped at this restaurant, kind of like a sports bar type of thing, right? Well, they figured out who their parent cable company was, and they called this company 11 times saying that, hey, we're a part of this restaurant. We want to get the Pac-12 network, which is essentially what the Arizona Wildcats would broadcast on, right? And so they bumped up their cable package, made them pay more. Well, the restaurant didn't even figure this out until February, about 3 months later, and they noticed the bill was really high, started looking into it, boom, figured out Kevin was the one who had made the phone call to try and get the Arizona Wildcats on their TV.
But how do they figure out it was Kevin?
They just ended up finding out that it was Kevin, and that he had been the one who made the phone call.
Crazy.
Now, good news for Kevin, Arizona won, 84-78, but the bad news is, Kevin is now facing 12 years in prison so he could watch a basketball game.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a true story. And speaking of basketball, there's this deal I read about a piece of cheese and basketball. Did you hear what... Excuse me. Let me back this up.
Okay.
What do you call a piece of cheese that likes to shoot hoops?
What is that, David?
Swiss. Get it? Is it a swish? Mm-hmm. It's Swiss?
Yeah.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.